Kinzu Country Tango Adventure Race is back for the 18th year, coming August 3rd, 2024. Take on the tango solo, team up with a partner to complete each leg together, or form a relay team of up to 6 people. This isn't just any race, it's an adventure. Test your endurance with distance running, cool off with a swim, navigate the great outdoors with orienteering, sprint to the finish with speed running, and glide through the water with canoeing. Need a team? Use our team finder on our website to join or complete a team. Get your maps, registration forms, and all the details at the website. Just search Kinzu Country Tango Adventure Race or go to kinzucountrytango.com. Kinzu Country Tango Adventure Race, where the outdoors and adventure meet endurance.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Today, joining me here on the Community Matters program is Bill Thompson from the 4th of July Committee here in Warren. Now, Bill, first of all, thank you for taking the time today to join me. You are involved with a ton of really amazing things here in the Warren community, such as music in the park and the 4th of July celebration here in Warren, which, by the way, is like the biggest celebration of the year. So sure, first of all, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me in here.
Absolutely. So now, when we look at the 4th of July celebration, that is something that you guys have been doing for quite a long time now here in Warren, and it's grown to be something that really is pretty amazing. And in all of the years previously, you guys have had some really amazing things like food trucks and bands and, you know, just a really huge spectacle of it. So I'm really excited to hear about what we've got planned for this year.
Okay.
So what do you guys have going on?
So, of course, on the 4th, we're going to kick everything off with the parade at 11 o'clock. There will be somewhat of a little bit of a pre-parade show at 10:30. There might be a couple singers and stuff like that, acts. But everything kicks off at 11 o'clock. Special thanks to United Refining, Quickfill, Red Apple for being the grand sponsor for the parade. They have been for a lot of years, and we really appreciate them stepping up and making it happen for us throughout the years.
Yeah, absolutely. So now when we talk about it, one thing that I wanted to ask is, as we look at this year, what is the parade route for this year?
So we're going back to the old way, which will be from east to west. So we'll go through the roundabout. With that, talking about the roundabout, they're not allowing any pedestrian traffic or sitting within the roundabout. So they can sit, like, I would say probably the edge of the credit union, and then probably the edge of that apartment building, but no sitting or standing or anything
inside
like that
the
within the roundabout. For safety reasons, it's something that the city has advised me to pretty much pass the word along. So hopefully we can get people from not sitting or standing within there. So like I said, it's more of a safety reason than anything. So.
Well, and you know, one thing that I did actually want to take a couple minutes and talk about with this is, you guys have previously done a really, really cool thing in all the years past, and I'm wondering if it's going to continue this year as well, where you guys bring in grandstands that people can sit in and, you know, be able to check things out, like, during the parade.
Yes. Yeah, we'll set up the bleachers. I do believe I'm going to do probably 6 sets of bleachers again, 3 on each side, down at Joseph Warren Park, and then we'll have our stage also set up down there. So
now, this is something that in years past, people would literally get set up for, sometimes even, you know, a day or two before the event.
Like Father's Day weekend?
You'd see the chairs start getting set out, and you knew it'd be time. I mean, that's how you tell. And the thing that I think is really cool with that is, you know, you'd see them daisy chained together to each other, because it's a couple people that know each other, and you know, they want to have a spot saved. And so now, when we talk about this, that's actually one of the other things that I wanted to talk about. How are we looking for the parade? Is it going to be a pretty long one or a short one? Or
right now, I'm looking at probably over 100 units again, so it's probably going to be a long one. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
I'm not. I want to say probably at least an hour plus. How about let's put it up? I'll be safe with saying it that way. So
that's a good way to look
normally,
at it.
Normally, it's the last. I think last year was 2.5 hours.
And you know, that's the thing. This is a really cool activity because it ends up being like an all-day activity, but the whole family does get involved. And
yes,
that's where when you get to see it, because of how you guys have the route planned out, it's so cool because you get to see from both sides of
right.
the town, people can come out and enjoy it, and they don't have to go too far either way.
Nope. I mean, it's kind of cool to see throughout the years. I mean, it's usually 5 deep as far as people standing along
yeah.
this parade. So
it's so cool to see. And then you guys have, in the past, you guys have had, you know, things like the Zemzems and, you know,
they'll be back.
A lot of, see, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
You guys have all these different cool activities. And like you mentioned, you might have some pre-parade activities as well.
Right.
So a lot of really cool things happening there. And the celebration just kind of continues from there, I understand, right?
Right. Yes, it continues and goes down to Betts Park. We've got a fireman's water battle at 4 o'clock. So that'll be shortly, we'll say after the parade in the afternoon. So,
oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So that we got that on Thursday afternoon. So, and then also we got food trucks and craft vendors and all kinds of different.
And that's all going to be at Betts Park as
well? It'll be all at Betts Park, yes.
Tell you what, with the really hot weather that we've been having this summer, that actually sounds like a perfect start to the whole season.
Yes.
Just the whole 4th of July holiday, really. It's a great way to spend it.
Right, right. And then I got Gary Burke III. He'll take the stage Thursday night at 7. He's an up-and-coming country artist. He's from the Butler area, though. He's a Pennsylvania boy.
Nice.
But he's up-and-coming country artist. YouTube him. You'll be very impressed. So we have him coming in on Thursday night at 7, and he'll play till 10.
Wow, that's going to be a lot of fun. So now when we look at that, that's actually what I was kind of curious about. So one of the other things that I wanted to talk about, like you mentioned, the food trucks. So what are the food trucks that we can look forward to with this?
We have at least, I think last I heard, we have at least 12 to 13 food trucks.
Oh, wow. So
we're maxed out. Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun then. Wow.
Yes.
See, and that's something that I really enjoy myself. I mean, I usually end up, like, my favorite thing is the food trucks. I
right.
just gravitate toward that. Well, I like all the different foods.
Right.
So, I mean,
yep.
it's going to be really cool. I love the opportunity. And that's the other thing. You guys always bring in a variety of different
and
food
there's
trucks.
There's definitely a variety.
Yeah.
I mean, we got everything from, like, ice cream to subs to steak hoagies to sausage hoagies, all that stuff. So
see, it's going to be a lot of
sweet
fun.
Sweet kettle corn.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So
now, as you mentioned that, and that all, you know, kicks off on Thursday, the 4th of July, where is it going to go from there? Do you guys have anything planned for the weekend following?
We do. Friday night, as we were just talking earlier, I'm involved with Music in the Park. So I'm moving Music in the Park down to Betts Park on Friday night. Continue with all the activities on Friday. Also, I want to mention, before I talk about the band for Friday night, but we got Warren's Got Talent, and it's this is our third year, so we're calling it 3.0, and that'll be from 2 to 5 on Friday will be the start of it, and then on Saturday from 1 until 4 will be the finals.
You guys, I had remember you guys doing in the past, and it had been something that ended up being very popular.
Very
People
popular.
Get really excited about
yes.
that, and I'm really glad that you guys are being able to bring that back again this year. And I'm just so excited to see all the people that are going to enter that and then get to hear the performances
right.
from that. Because, I mean, really, that's the other thing, too. We're lucky when we get to be part of that because they do a pretty good show when
yes.
they get to do their performance. So
right.
it's a lot of fun.
I want to thank the Warren Conservatory, Music and Conservatory, for helping us out with that. So,
oh, Joe and those guys,
yes.
they're great. They
yes,
are.
They are.
We've been really lucky. They've been really pretty instrumental in doing quite a few different things here in the community. So that's
yep.
really awesome that they're going to help out with that.
Yes. They have for the last couple of years, ever since, well, pretty much ever since we started it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
See, so. Now that is just one of the awesome activities that's going to be taking place. And I understand that you guys in the past had done more activities throughout the weekend. You guys going to continue that this year as well?
Yep. So as I was going to mention, moving things from up here at Soldiers and Sailors Park for Music in the Park, I'm going to move it down to Betts Park. Whiskey Joe will take the stage. They're a local band. Very good. And they're going to take the stage at 7 and play till 10 o'clock on Friday night.
Wow, so. See, now that's going to be amazing. And actually, one other thing that I did want to mention, the Music in the Park selection that you guys had this year is just amazing. It's been so nice to see some of these bands that you get to bring in here, and it's really a great opportunity for everyone here in Warren to go be a part of it. And really, I encourage anyone to take advantage of it, especially when we have these warm weather weekends like we've had the last couple weeks. It ends up being perfect weather to go sit outside and enjoy a nice little concert.
Right.
I mean, it's just perfect. So.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank Northwest Bank and the City of Warren for sponsoring Music in the Park. So.
Oh, absolutely. We're lucky.
Yes. That's a gem down there for the Jazz Amphitheater.
Yeah. So. Oh, absolutely. And it's so much fun to see it packed with people. So,
yes.
When we look at Saturday.
Saturday.
You guys have a whole slate of activities,
yes.
I understand.
Yes. Saturday, we got the Cutest Baby Contest. That will be from 1 until 4. That's very popular. We've done that as long as I've been involved with this 4th of July celebration. So, also on Friday, I forgot to mention on Friday, a car show. We got a car show on Friday. I forgot to mention from 4 to 7. So let's backtrack a little bit here and talk about the car show. So if you have a classic car, come on down to Betts Park and from 4 to 7. So,
I'm going to have to do that. All right. Okay. Yeah. See, I've got my old 73 Ford, and
there
I just
go.
Finally got it running like last week. Well, it's been running on and off, but it needed a little transmission work. Finally got it dialed in last week, and
nice.
I might have to bring it down.
There
That's
you go.
Awesome.
Yep, from 4 to 7, like I said, on Friday.
Okay, so. Perfect.
And then Saturday, we're doing finals for Warren's Got Talent 3.0 from 1 until 4. And then we have our music for Saturday night will be Radio 45. They're from the Pittsburgh area. They've played at Hard Rock Cafe down there. They played at Jurgles. So if anybody's familiar with those two places in Pittsburgh, Radio 45 has been playing there quite a bit. So they do a U2 and a Tom Petty tribute, plus they're going to do all kinds of classic hits. But really excited for them to come in, and they'll be on Saturday night, and they'll take the stage at 7, and they'll play till 10. And then we got the gigantic fireworks display by Peak Pyro and from Kellner's. So they'll be doing our fireworks display this year.
That's awesome. So that's on Saturday?
That's all on Saturday, yes.
All right. Now, one more thing that I was curious about is with those food trucks that you had mentioned, are they going to be there on Saturday as well?
They are. They're going to be there the whole weekend. So
all
they'll
right.
be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
Okay. So this is a really great opportunity. Make sure you take some time and get this planned out. I mean, it's coming up really quickly, but it's going to be July 4th. The parade starts at 11 a.m.?
Yes, it does.
All right. And so you're going to want to make sure that you are ready for that definitely at least by like 10:30. And, I mean, if the weather ends up looking the way it's been, you're probably going to want an umbrella and a bottle of water. But
probably, yes.
It'll be well worth it because you get to see so much entertainment, and it's just going to roll on through the whole weekend. So now with that, like we had talked about a little bit before, what is the best way that you can stay up to date with some of these things?
So you can go to our website, Warren PA July, the number 4th.com, or we have a Facebook page. So just go to the Warren 4th of July Facebook page. We keep that updated pretty much throughout the festival and throughout the last couple weeks here. So check out our Facebook page, you know, friend us on there. So we keep, like I said, we keep all of our activities and our schedule will be on there also, plus all kinds of other activities, things that what's going on that we're doing too.
It's important that you have that for people, and I really appreciate that, because especially when you have such a packed schedule of activities that are going on,
right.
It's nice that people can have a reference that they can look to see the times and things like that.
Exactly. So yeah, because I mean, I'm rattling off times here, but people probably miss it, maybe, or
hey, well,
you know,
they have the opportunity to look online.
They do.
And you know, one more thing that I did want to take a minute and talk about is, while you're on Facebook looking at that, take a couple minutes and also make sure to check out the Music in the Park Facebook page, right?
Right.
Because
yes.
You keep everyone up to date with that as well.
And yes.
That's a really good resource, because, I mean, sometimes if there is inclement weather or things
right.
like that,
yes.
That's the way that people can stay up to date.
Right. Yep. And I'll keep people updated through, pretty much like Aaron said, through Facebook page. So if it's going to happen, if it's not going to happen, or matter of fact, I do a little smidget of whoever's playing there that night. So,
yeah, it's always fun to see.
Yes, and then that kind of entices maybe somebody to come down and check them out then. So
absolutely, and you know, we really are lucky that you do all this for us here in the community, Bill, because it's a lot of work to be able to put all of these things together, and people in the community really do enjoy it, because these are things that take place, like you mentioned, the Music in the Park, that goes through the whole summer, and people are able to
yep.
enjoy it pretty much every week. And
right.
then the other thing, this 4th of July celebration, it's something that is legendary here in
right.
Warren County, first of all, but second of all, you're able to maintain and continue a lot of the traditions that people really appreciate, like
right.
you mentioned the cutest baby contest.
Yes,
that's something that I am so glad that you guys still continue to do,
right.
because it's like one of those things that some places have, you know, gone away from or
yeah.
just stopped doing it, and
right.
the fact that you guys still do it just shows how much you care into this stuff,
right.
and also
yes.
how important it is for the whole community, because when it happens, everyone does come out for
it. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I want to thank all of our sponsors. I mean, I talked about United Refining, but all of our sponsors, I don't have a list of them, but we have quite a few of our sponsors, and we thank each and one of you guys that put money towards our celebration every year.
Oh,
every year.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really appreciate it, and I mean, if it wasn't for our sponsors, you know, it would probably die off, you know, but the community supports this celebration, and we appreciate all the support that they give us. So
well, I'll tell you what, I, as someone in the community, really appreciate these events that you guys do, and I am just so lucky that it's going to continue this year, and that it's going to continue in its grandeur. I mean, you
right.
guys really, at this point, Bill, I have to admit, you really know a pretty good way to put this on, and
oh, thank
it's
you.
Been really fun. So
right.
I look forward to it. The weather's going to be hopefully really good as
yes.
far as that. I mean, it looks really good so far. So with that being said, it's going to be a great weekend coming up. And
right.
Bill, thank you for taking the time today to highlight it with me.
You're welcome.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold in 104.3 Kinzu Country. Joining me today on the Community Matters program is Rob Roth from Wicked Warrens here in Warren. Now, Rob, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I'm really glad that we could talk, because I understand that you guys have a really cool event that's coming up, and I'm excited to learn a little bit about Wicked Warrens and a little bit more about the event. So how did you guys get started at Wicked Warrens, and how has it evolved since then?
Thank you, first of all, Aaron, for letting us reach out to the community and do some networking here.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. So way back when, probably 5 years ago, I was, I owned the building where Wicked Warrens is and the cigar store is and where the new creamery is. And we had a vacancy where the brewery is now. And I was sitting in my office in Buffalo and was contemplating what the heck I was going to do. And one of my customers came in and goes, "What are you doing? It looks like you're really really concentrating on something there." I said, "Yeah." I said, I'm contemplating putting a brewery in my space down in Warren." He's like, "Really? Are you kidding me?" I'm like, "No." He said, "Well, if you do it, I want in." I'm like, "Okay, cool." Didn't think much about it. He went into our cigar lounge in Buffalo and had a cigar, and he was talking to some guys, and pretty soon two guys come walking out of the lounge. "Hey, I heard you're starting a brewery down in Warren. I want in." Or, "We want in." I was like, "Oh, my God." So then I felt obligated that I needed to start to do something about it. So I started to put together a plan, got some friends and family together, and we decided to open a brewery in Warren. And that's how we got started.
Wow, that is really cool. Now, it's interesting to see how you guys got started with that and such a small, you know, kind of original idea that came from it. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about a little bit is you guys actually have came up with some really, really creative ideas for different drinks and different things that you guys are able to feature here. One of the things that I really have found amazing and fascinating is the seltzer that you guys offer, how you guys have it basically flavored and people can get whatever flavor they want out of it. And I find that to be really fascinating and not something that you really ever find.
Right, yeah. We're the only ones I know that actually do that. It's, it was an idea I came up with, Drew and I, our brewer, Drew Erlinson. We were contemplating what flavor we were going to do. And we went back and forth and back and forth. And the next day, I woke up and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I got the greatest idea." So I told him, I said, "Let's just do a neutral seltzer and then we can flavor it the way that anyone wants it." And he's like, "How are you going to flavor that many? How get that many flavors?" So we started doing some research. We found a flavoring. And since then, we just are evolving right now into doing our own. It's going to be called Wicked Elixir.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
So those are going to be the flavors. They're going to be in old-fashioned bottles with an old-fashioned type label. And so we're going to expand on it and make all of our flavors in-house now.
That is so cool. That's going to be really amazing to be able to see that. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to discuss here is, in the past, you guys have done some different events that go and coincide with walking and doing different exercise, being out in the community. And can you tell us a little bit about where some of those ideas have came from and how you guys got other, you know, people in the community involved?
Sure, yeah. It started out, I think, last year or the year before. It was kind of a combined effort between the community and Drew Erlinson, our brewer. Drew was an avid runner. I just told him what I was going to say here, and he goes, "I'm never running again." But he started it and was like, "You know, a lot of beer companies do that around the country, and do you mind if we do it?" I was like, "No, that sounds like a great idea. Get people up on Saturday morning, have them come in early and do a quick run." And I think they do a mile the first Saturday of every month. And that's when real successful. And the reason that Drew said that earlier today is that he just finished a 100-mile run through the woods.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks ago, and he's still sore from it, so he'll get back out there.
I can only imagine. Now, when we look at some of these type of things, one of the things that I wanted to discuss here is you have an event that's going to be coming up, and I understand it's called the Freedom 5K Run, and it's going to be here in Warren.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. The one thing they did is they threw Glow in there. And it kind of threw me for a loop, and I wasn't really sure why they threw the Glow in there, but it's the Freedom Glow 5K Run, and it's going to be right here in Warren on Friday, July 5th. And the reason they threw the Glow in there is because everything, that all the proceeds and stuff is going to go to the Blue Star Mothers of Kinzu. And so they are very conscious, and one of the key people that is helping put together this run, Sue, who works with us, she is a veteran, and she knows that there's a lot of PTSD out there with the fireworks and stuff and all the bangs and stuff. So they decided to get red, white, and blue glow sticks, so that night, once everything, you know, gets dark, they can break open their sticks, and we'll have a red, white, and blue parade as
well.
That
is so cool. Wow, that's going to be a lot of fun. So now, can you tell us a little bit more about this 5K? So where does it take place, and how long does it take usually, and where are you guys going to run through?
Yeah, so it's going to start at the Midtown parking lot. Registration starts at 5 p.m. We are registering people now, but the registration is at 5 p.m. on July 5th, and the run and walk starts at 7 p.m. And it's going to be going through downtown Warren here, and we should wrap it up. I don't know, it all depends on your pace, but
yeah.
You know, it's 5K, so some of the quicker runners will be done in minutes, the other ones will be done in an hour, so it'll be kind of spread out.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So now, with that being said, I understand that some of the funds are going to then go to benefit the Blue Star Mothers. Would you mind talking about just a little bit of some of the different things that they do? I know they do a lot of packing events and things like that. They actually just had one this past weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So they ship things over to the troops, things that they desire or need. And it's a great program that as much as I know about it, I think it's a great program. My brother is a vet, and I'm always willing to help out the vets in any way I can, and also the active military. So they've done a great job there. My understanding is they did a run like this about right before COVID. They had a great response to it, and they always wanted to start it up again. And Sue and others got together, and were like, let's do it together. So that's what we're doing.
That's going to be so awesome. So, like you mentioned, people are able to get pre-registered for this event, and would they be able to go down to Wicked Warrens to do that?
You can do that. It would be a little bit more cumbersome, but you can go to our best place, it's our Facebook page, and then go to our events, and it's the lead event on the Facebook page, and there's posters all over town as well with Freedom Glow Run on it, and there's a QR code on that, so you can just scan the QR code and register right from there.
Oh, perfect. So you mentioned your Facebook page. Is that the best way to stay up to date with some of the activities that are going to be taking place at Wicked Warrens?
It really is. I try to stay on top of that as best as I can. We're in the midst of a big change right now, but I do my best to at least post a couple times a week, but usually every day we try to get something out there for you.
It's really exciting. Now, one more thing that I did want to ask you about, and I had sent you over a list of questions that we were going to discuss previously before recording this, but I have one more that I didn't put on the list, but I'm thinking about it now, so I wanted to ask. As I have understood, you guys have a new opportunity that's going to be opening up in Jamestown. Would you mind expanding on that a little bit?
Aaron, how long you got?
Oh, I'll tell you what, we've got a few minutes if you'd like to tell me. I'm excited to hear about it. So what's the story behind that?
All right, we're in the midst of things right now. It's a lot. To begin with, it's a 35,000 square foot building. We have the capabilities of brewing seven times the amount of beer in one shot that we do here in Warren. So we're going from a three barrel system up to a 20 barrel system.
Wow.
And that has our brewers, now we have three brewers instead of one. So that has our brewers jumping for sure. And as of last night, when I left it, about 9 o'clock last night, they had every one of the tanks filled. So we got eight tanks filled with beer ready for the opening, which will be July 13th, right like a week after the run. And we've got a plethora of stuff that we're going to be able to offer up there. With our brewing license down here in Pennsylvania, we're very limited in what we can sell. We can sell our own beer, we can sell Pennsylvania beer, we can sell Pennsylvania wines and Pennsylvania liquors, and that's all we can sell. So you can't walk into Wicked Warrens down here and get a Jack Daniels or a Kendall Jackson Chardonnay or anything that's mainstream.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. I never realized that.
Yeah, so we're up here in New York. We're going to be able to offer a full bar, full beer selection. We've got 18 taps up there, so we'll have, it's a little less than what we have down here, believe it or not.
Really?
So we actually we'll have a better selection down here in Warren than we will in Jamestown. We got that. We've got a big stage, so we've only been able to have one man acts down here, one woman, one man acts. Most of them are women, I think, down here. But up in Jamestown, we'll have the capabilities of doing full bands.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, one of the problems they had up there was sound, and it was very loud in there because it's a very big building. It used to be the Grant's department store, mm-hmm. and we have very high ceilings, so we just started today installing panels. And we're spending about $60,000 on putting sound panels up to help with the acoustics in there.
That's going to be really an amazing thing to see. And actually, one of the things that I did want to kind of ask in relation to that, as you look at all of the different brews that you guys have been able to make over your time here in Warren, and how you've gotten some really, really amazing receptions from a ton of the different ones, I'm kind of wondering, with this new different opportunity that you have in Jamestown, how many of those original brews from Warren are going to be going up there to start? And then where are you guys going to go? I mean, do you guys have plans to make some new ones up there?
We do. So right now we're doing the tried and true ones that we've developed and established here in Warren, and we'll do the same exact brews up there. Everyone that's in the tank right now is, well, I shouldn't say that. We had one brew that's not. Our very first brew was a complete experiment, and it came out absolutely great. So,
wow.
Yeah, our first run went really well, and now we've got, like I said, we got 8 different brews brewing right now. So we're gonna do that, but we also have the capabilities of, we have a pilot system up there, and a pilot system is a very small brewery, which is a half a barrel system. Like here in Warren, we do 3 barrels, like I said before, but we have the capabilities of doing small batches on a 1/2 barrel system, and so we're gonna do a lot of experimenting with that, and a lot of this stuff. So there, a future plan for the fall or early winter is gonna be a speakeasy up in Warren. And it's a nice sized room that's going to be 1920s era, hard to see to get in, and you know, it's going to be a little secretive, and that particular room will have its own beer, and it will only be available in that room. So that's one of the things that we're going to really expand. And Drew's always experimenting with things, so he's real excited about this little system that he's got to do, you know, quick brew here and there.
That is going to be so much fun. So if you want to stay up to date on all of these different things, and like we mentioned, the opening of their new Jamestown locations, July 13th, best way to stay up to date, check out the Wicked Warren's Facebook page. And Rob, I am so excited for this Freedom Glow 5K that's going to be coming up here in Warren. And I really thank you for taking all of your time to join me today to talk about this. It's been a really, really great opportunity. And I'm so glad to learn that you guys are doing this here in Warren.
Yeah, we are too. Hopefully it's a great success. We're trying to get, right now we're real close to 100 runners already.
Wow.
So yeah, it's
all
fantastic. Right. And I think I put out a post yesterday that said that if the 100th person that signs up gets a $25 gift card for Wicked Warrens.
Ooh, all right. Well,
Aaron, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.